Now continuing our conversations with the candidates for Michigan Supreme Court. Today, we're joined by Judge Colleen O'Brien, who currently sits on the Oakland County Circuit Court. Judge O'Brien, welcome.
Thank you so much.
What impelled you to decide to make the move and run for the state Supreme Court?
Well, I practiced law for 17 years prior to becoming a judge back in 1998. And I'm running for the Supreme Court basically for the same reason I ran for Circuit Court. And that is because when I practiced law, I had the opportunity to travel around our state and appear in the courtrooms of many different judges. And I would have basically the same set of facts and be arguing a case in the same area of law, but I'd go to three different counties and get three different decisions. And it was very frustrating because that is not the way that our legal system is supposed to work. Hmm. We're supposed to have stability and predictability in our laws, and we need judges that follow the law. So that's why I ran back in 98, and now after sitting as a circuit judge for 14 years, you know, it's clear to me how important it is to have a Supreme Court that follows the rule of law and sets a good example for the rest of the courts in our state.
And as you have decided to make your run for the state Supreme Court, I'm sure you spent a lot of time thinking about what your view is of the role of a justice on the state Supreme Court. Could you share that with us?
Yes. I believe that it's very important for anyone that is seeking the position of Supreme Court justice to strictly adhere to the rule of law. And what I mean by that is I believe that judges must decide cases not based on what they personally think the law should be, but what the law actually is. I believe that judges need to set aside their personal opinion and viewpoint and base their decisions on the law as it's been written by our elected representatives. And that's not always an easy thing to do. You know, there have been many times over the years when I would have preferred to do something differently. And if I was sitting in the legislature, I probably would have written the law differently. But as a rule of law judge, which I believe our justices must be, we can't be driven by the outcome. We have to be driven by the law itself and respect the separation of powers and realize that it's our legislators that are writing the law, not our judges.
Judge O'Brien, what's your opinion of future Supreme Courts overturning past high court decisions?
Well, I think that on a rare occasion that can be done if something was decided clearly erroneously, if something was, you know, clearly wrong. But I think that that's something that we have to be very cautious about and that it should not be done very often.
In recent years, as you think about Michigan's high court, what do you feel are the one or two most significant state Supreme Court actions? We'll say just in recent years, in the last 5 years or so.
You know, I think probably the recent decision that was made to allow the ballot proposals, you know, to go mm-hmm. forward, mm-hmm. I think was very significant. It was a unanimous decision, very controversial, and you know, I think it's very significant to show, though, that we have a rule of law court that maybe, you know, felt strongly that they were following the law and giving the right to the people to go forward with these ballot initiatives, whether they personally agreed with it or not. So I think that was very significant. And also, I think, you know, there's been a lot of decisions in the past few years in the area of tort law that were controversial, but I think that the judges, again, are following the law. We've had a Republican legislature primarily for the last decade and a half or last two decades, and so our law tends to be more conservative because those are the laws that our legislatures are passing. You know, there has been changes in the tort law. The law is more restrictive now. And so that is significant, a significant change. But again, I think that the court was following the rule of law when they did that.
Talking about following the rule of law and being nonpartisan, how difficult is that when we have a system that basically involves party nominations and fundraising?
Well, you're right. There are some flaws in our system. I will say, though, that with the fundraising, it's a necessary evil because we have to be able to communicate with the voters, and there's really no way to do that unless we have funds and fundraising that goes along with it. And I can honestly say that in my time as a judge, I really don't know of any judges that have ever been influenced by taking a campaign contribution. I mean, I really think that, you know, all the judges that I know are very honorable, and they're not influenced by that. There's been other suggestions that maybe we have, you know, the governor appoint the justices, mm-hmm. that maybe we have a panel of people who come together and make recommendations to a governor, and the governor has to pick from that panel. But the problem with those systems is that then the voters are taken out of the equation. And there have been some surveys over the past few years that show that the voters do want to be able to participate in the selection of their justices.
Although we saw that recent cover story in the Free Press, the front page story, saying that most voters really don't. They don't know who they're voting for. They don't recognize the names of the candidates, except for, as they said, women with Irish last names. But
yeah. It's a problem. We need to try to maybe come up with a way for better voter communication. You know, I'm not sure exactly how we do that, but I agree with you. There needs to be better education.
Judge O'Brien, getting past the election, looking ahead, let's say, yes, you're elected and you are a member of the Michigan Supreme Court. What do you see as the biggest challenges the high court will face?
Well, I think the biggest challenges are diminishing resources and still delivering justice to the citizens of Michigan. And, you know, that's not going to be an easy thing to do. I think the Supreme Court has, you know, done a wonderful job of streamlining the court system. Thus far, I think that in the future, what we're going to need to do is try to get the courts to cooperate and work together with concurrent jurisdiction. For example, in circuit court here in Oakland County, we're extremely busy, and we've been pretty fortunate lately to have many of our district judges in Oakland County come forward and offer to help with different matters. So I think that all the courts in the state really need to look into entering into concurrent jurisdiction plans between the probate, district, and circuit court. And I think that way we're going to be able to, battle this the lack of funding and diminishing resources that we're going to have in the future.
And finally, Judge, if you would just talk to the voters who are listening right now and just say to them why you think you deserve to have a seat on the state's highest court.
Okay. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court handles only the most difficult and complex issues in our state. So I believe that it's very important that anyone seeking the position have the adequate experience to serve on the Supreme Court. And as I mentioned earlier, I've had a wonderful experience here handling civil criminal matters, family court matters, appeals from the district court, probate court, and different administrative agencies. It's all the issues that the Supreme Court sees. So I believe I have the adequate experience, and I hope that the voters will have faith in me and that they'll honor me with being elected in next week, next Tuesday.
That's right. It's hard to believe it's here at last, isn't it?
Coming quickly, yes.
Candidate Colleen O'Brien, currently sitting on the Oakland County Circuit Court and running for Michigan Supreme Court. Judge O'Brien, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.